Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Is this the Baby Driver song? In the movie Baby Driver? Sounds like that song.
Bo question.
Yeah.
That's a really good movie.
Yes, phenomenal.
Filmed in Atlanta.
Filmed right down the street. And as he's zooming through the connector, they're playing this song. It's a great movie. If you haven't seen that,
I think Baby someone Driver. That starred in that movie is no longer with us.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Well, and one actor did get canceled, but yeah. That's a different story.
Yeah, that is a different story for another day. It is the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Is it okay that Bo combines gifts from different holidays? Or also, Allie's single, the topic was songs that you have to move to.
Yeah, songs that are impossible not to participate with, whether it's clapping, singing, maybe there's emotion, like YMCA would be emotion.
Yes, but she also put on a wake-up call songs that you have to sing along to.
Yep.
My buddy just texted me, and he brought up a good point. He was like, dude, it's Gangster's Paradise is the answer here.
Yes.
Everybody wants to sing along to Gangster's Paradise, but the caveat that he sends along is it's usually only white dudes that are singing along. Like straight up, just usually only white dudes. And I completely concur with that because you know when Gangster's Paradise comes on, I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to hit the chorus.
I love that song, but I was not allowed to listen to it when I was little. So
wow.
What I grew up on was Amish Paradise from Weird Al.
Yes,
dude.
Yes.
I'm probably like, I'm probably shouldn't admit this. I've actually seen Weird Al in concert.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
It was
it good?
Fun. It was good.
Okay.
Because
doesn't seem like that'd be a good show.
Well, to Allie's point. You know, Al and I remember those songs from growing up.
Yabba dabba, yabba dabba, yabba doon now.
Yeah. I mean, wow. That better make the recap.
I was going to say, if that's not on the recap at 6 a.m. tomorrow, then what are we doing here? Yeah.
It is something, though, like going to that. And because you're just hearing songs that you grew up to. I cannot remember who I went to that concert with, but it was fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did it, I guess, and I probably wouldn't do it again, but I did do it once.
Yeah. We got full phone lines, man, so if you're on there, hang on. We're going to try to get to everybody. Make sure you're hanging on the line. Appreciate you guys calling in. Let's, Dylan, let's go over to Cam in East Point. Cam, good morning. You're on the morning shift.
Hey, good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
Good, man. Living the dream.
Good. Allie, welcome to the team. You're doing a great job so far.
Thank you.
To answer your question, I think the song, for me personally, that I just have to dance to is Get Lucky by Daft Punk and Pharrell.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's such a good song. Such a good song. Appreciate you calling in, Cam. And you know what's funny? And I put Get Lucky on a top five list of my own because I remember sending it to Dylan. I don't remember what the list was. Like, I have no idea what the actual topic was. But I remember thinking, that's a phenomenal song. Nonetheless, yeah, I think that – I don't know if that cracks my top five, but it's definitely – my kids love to dance to it too.
It's a good song. Another one was that I was considering was Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk.
Yes. Oh, dude.
It's the Don't Believe Me, Just Watch.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's up there.
That's definitely pretty good.
It's not up there. I mean, I think it's a good song, but
– Let's go out to Adam over in Canton. Adam, what's up, man? Good morning. You're on the morning shift.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, man?
Hey, good morning. How we doing, guys?
Living the dream.
Awesome, awesome. So, Bo, I empathize with you, brother, and I get where you're coming from, but you can't do one big gift.
Tell,
you got to do
him.
Individual gifts.
Tell
brother.
This man, Adam.
You got to. You got to. I get where you're coming from, but you got to split it up. But, Allie, great top five. A song that I have to sing to and get in there with the hand gestures. Keep It Right Here in Atlanta, Outkast, Hey Ya.
Yes.
You know, every guy, every white guy in his car is shaking it like a Polaroid picture there at the end.
That's a good call.
And that has the one, two, three, four.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude.
Yeah.
You can't. Yeah, phenomenal call. Thank you so much for calling it out. And thank you for alerting Bo to the fact that he is completely dropping
the ball. But here's the deal. I think Adam's got phenomenal points. The first one, though, is being lumped in because of I went big. I go big or go home, and I went big. And it's been agreed upon. But he's right. And moving forward, they'll be separate for everything, and I think Adam's right on that.
I'm glad you learned a lesson.
Huh?
I said I'm glad you learned a lesson today.
I didn't learn a lesson. It was never like I wasn't going to do it moving forward. I just said this time because see what happened this time is I got Amy got a birthday present for Porkchop, basically. Instead of Porkchop getting it, Amy got it. And Porkchop was the present for me, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Chris in College Park. My friend Chris, thank you for joining us once again.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, man.
Hey, and let me officially welcome Ms. Allie Mack to the morning shift. Yeah. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. And just to clear this up right quick, Allie, and then I'll get to the song. You are talking to a loyal Squid Nation member. Just know that.
No.
That's right. That's right.
It was going so well.
Tell it, Chris.
Right. Like, in case Big Mike's over there about to throw up, get him a bag.
Yeah,
every
exactly.
time I say that, exactly. he has acid reflux. But again, morning fearless leader.
Sir?
Hey, the song for me is Michael Jackson's Billie Jean. Every hee-hee, every pelvic thrust, and then to see the whole dance floor moonwalk is legendary.
Dude.
Hashtag Squid Nation. Hashtag Squid Squad.
And again... Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yes, dude. Not to build up a member of the nation, but that's such a good call.
It's a very solid point.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you expect?
Not having Bruno or Michael Jackson list is a little bit egregious.
Yeah. It's so tough. There were so many I wanted
She's
to put
like,
on.
Again, which song do you take off? That's always my point. All right, let's try to see if we can get at least one more in here, Dylan. Let's go to Swami Dave out and coming. Swami Dave, good morning, my friend.
Yeah, how's it going today? Listen, one for me is always 5 o'clock somewhere. I got in trouble once because my college graduate who's finishing up school this year, when he was like 3 years old, actually requested that in the children's ministry when they asked who we want to sing songs. They still tell that story 20 years later.
Yeah. Right? Now we're talking, raising them right.
I will jump in for Squid, guys. Sir, we're friends and all, so your friends can be honest with you. I get living the gimmick, but unless you want the gimmick to be, 30-year-old, 35-year-old divorced guy, split it up. She's a new mom. I mean, I feel like a lot of times this is Squid's advice from like 55. But hook her up, dude. She's a new mom. Take care. And I know you're going to. And I get living the gimmick. But heads up, guys. Y'all have a great day.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate the
phone call. And he's right. But I feel like I'm being a little misunderstood here.
Yeah.
I did hook her up.
Just once, though.
Well, look. It's a big once, okay? I mean, if you.
All right.
Just saying.
Let's go to our next caller, who I'm sure is going to have some good life advice for my friend Squid. Larry in the truck. Larry, my friend, welcome to the morning show.
What up? I didn't think I was going to make the call, but good. First of all, Miss Allie, I know three of the songs, so right off the bat, I think it's second, third, and fourth. I don't think I knew the last one. But I think you missed one, and play that funky music, white boy. Come on now, you know. That's okay. One that everybody points is at themselves and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Bo, yes, yesterday I sent you a little text. I know you're getting the message, and I know that, you know, if you don't want to, you're sleeping on the couch now because of the kid, but if you sleep on the couch after you're supposed to be sleeping in the bed, then you might think back about not getting that. I'm just kidding with you, Bo. You know I love you, Bo. and I got to tell you guys, every time I come on, I always give Bo a bad time, but Bo did me a solid, and when I broke my wrist and I was supposed to play for the Brownsgrass Charity Golf Classic, he refunded the two tickets I bought and paid for without even thinking about it. So always props to Bo because deep down, you know, he does this bravado thing, but deep down he's, you know, we know.
Yeah,
we know.
Yeah, we know.
Love
we
you,
know,
Bo.
Appreciate you, Larry. Phone call, man. Always a pleasure to talk to our buddy Larry. And look, man, he talked about Bo sleeping on the couch. I think his point was if Bo's not careful, it'll just be like a hammock out in the backyard after this.
Maybe just some flowers, Bo.
Yeah. This couch down here is pretty comfy, so.
All right, man, stick with us on the morning shift. Georgia fans, I am talking to you. Big moment for Georgia football happened yesterday, and there is nobody, and I mean nobody, better to talk about these things than our very own Rusty Manziel. He will join us on the other side of the break. Make sure you stick with us. All things Georgia football and college football, and maybe some life advice for Bo coming at you on the other side. Stick with us. It's the Morning Show, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift, not the evening traffic. If you will. I'm just messing with Dylan. This is a good sing-along song. Like you said a minute ago, you know, when your four-year-old asks at the youth ministry to sing along to Margaritaville.
It's hilarious.
That's so good.
Hey, I got to ask Dylan a question.
Yeah.
Dylan, true or false?
Uh-huh.
Mississippi borders Georgia.
I knew it. I knew it.
False.
Oh, man.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
So proud of you.
Geography is sometimes hard for me. It wasn't always my best subject, but, you know, I know, as I've gotten older, I've learned a little bit more of it.
Yeah.
But he can get an A in slang with that vacation that he just glossed over.
I didn't. I just said it. I thought everybody had heard vacation before.
What the hell is a vacation?
Have y'all really not heard of vacation?
I get what it is.
No, I'm an adult. I don't know what it means.
Vacation has been around for so long. Come on.
What is a vacation?
It's a vacation that you go on with your bae. A vacation.
So it's a vacation when you're an adult.
All right, stop. Both of you stop. All right, this is a perfect time to vacation. Bring in our friend Rusty Menzel of Dogs HQ. And Rusty, look, man, bottom line is the first question off top is going to be, when's the last time you went on a vacation? You know what I mean? Like, I don't
know. A vacation? Is that like BAE?
Yeah, like start with.
Yeah.
Same letter that starts banana. Yeah.
The discussions you guys are having, I deal in four kids on car insurance. Let's have that topic this morning. So I'll give y'all some real work. Think about those glory days that are coming for all y'all, and you'll worry about those vacations a little bit later. Did go on one in February. So
we don't have to mix business with pleasure here, Rusty. But sometimes we do on the show. But I do have to bring up the fact. The news kind of comes out, I don't know, a week ago, that On3 and Rivals have a little friendship going on right now. Is there anything, how does that even, I don't want you to go too deep into this, because I know this is your business, man. This is what you do professionally. But I saw that, and my head almost spun off my shoulder. I was like, what now? But congratulations nonetheless, my friend.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I don't know a whole lot either. We'll be in Nashville later this week, and learn some things. But, obviously, Shannon Terry, a lot of people know his story, started Rivals, sold Rivals, started 24/7, sold 24/7, and started On3. And I've been with him now for going on, 15 years? And best decision I ever made in my life was trusting him. I hitched my wagon to him, and it's the best thing I ever did for me and my family. But I get a text about 5 minutes before that came out. I said, hey, check your phone. And I said, oh, boy. And I knew when I got that text, it wasn't going to be that Bo Morgan got a new pair of Nikes. It was about to be on. and sure enough, it was on. Listen, it's a great thing, a lot of great opportunity there. And I'm excited to learn with it, but certainly that is a monster acquisition for us. And, I'll say this. We bought Scouts.com in 2015, I believe, and that was in bankruptcy court. That was a different deal. We kind of absorbed that company and just dissolved it. This is not one of those types of deals. This is a monster company that we acquired, and there's still a lot of partnership there. So this is two very big, powerful companies coming together, and I look forward to it.
Well, and speaking of monster acquisitions, exciting news out of UGA yesterday. Rusty, how much of a priority was Jared Curtis for Kirby Smart?
Well, they were all in there. I mean, and you can say that in a million different ways, literally. They were all in there. They worked this young man out in June of 2022 at the end of his freshman year. I believe talked with someone yesterday in that building, Todd Monk and Buster Faulkner, Mike Bobo, all three at that point signed off on this kid. They watched him work out at the end of his freshman year. He was on their radar. You fast forward to January of 2023, Mike Bobo takes over the offensive coordinator position. I think it was the first kid that he offered as the offensive coordinator. I mean, he went to Nashville and offered this kid. He's been on this guy for 2 years now. The kid committed in March of 2024. He decommits in October 2024, does not let up, and basically told the kid and his parents, you can decommit, but I'm not losing you. Like, I'm not letting up on you. And I think the consistency, the communication, showing them how much he meant to them, ultimately, ended up with Mike Bobo landing that young man yesterday.
Yeah, Rusty, we'll get later to some of what's your thoughts on Allie's little list about sing-along songs, but the Sharon Moore stuff out of Michigan is, I get it. It's irritating. How are we allowing, and I say we, and I don't even mean NCAA, how are conferences allowing coaches to commit violations and then self-suspend themselves and hand cherry pick which games they're doing it for?
Well, there is a hearing coming up. So that's what they proposed to the NCAA. It's like you get in trouble in high school going, you know what, Dad, I'm not going anywhere Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm going to stay at home. You know what I mean? Friday and Saturday, I'm going to be all right. But Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm not leaving the house. So, I don't know how that's going to play out. It's a little bit out of my lane. I know there's a lot. There's just so much around that Michigan deal. And will we ever truly know what happened? I mean, they had a guy going to film signals. The guy did a documentary on filming signals and tried to tell me that nobody in the building knew. So there's a lot to that, and you know, that'll probably come out at some point one day, but that was what Michigan self-imposed. Now, is the NCAA going to accept that? Or are they going to bring down more? We'll find out in June.
Rusty Mansell joining us, talking about Jared Curtis and his commitment to the University of Georgia last night. And Rusty, I got to follow up with the Jared Curtis situation. And obviously, look, man, played at Bama, know a lot about college football. The inner workings, though, of some of these deals that have come along, I'm so curious about, and I want you to give some insight. Obviously, financially, I'm sure that this was has a massive impact on Georgia, Jared Curtis. Like, I'm sure the zeros lined up for everybody here. All right, it just is what it is this day and age in college football. What kind of conversations, though, do you think are had inside locker rooms between, you know, Ryan Puglisi and some of the other players on this roster when a guy like Jared Curtis, like, I don't know that it leaks out what he's getting paid, but if it does at some point, like, what do those conversations sound like between players in a locker room of, you're getting this, I'm getting this, or do you think that's even a talking point?
It's just a different day and age, Mike. It's like, you know, you see this, and you played a lot more recent than anybody that I know at higher levels too. Kids leave Alabama, and their teammates repost it and say, "Love you, brother. Good luck."
Yeah,
you know, like, you know, go be the best you can. You know, like, I'm a different cloth. My teammate leaves me, I'm not going to repost him and say good luck. You know what I mean? But that's this day and age. So I relate that to, hey, this guy's coming in. He got his. You know what I mean? I still got to beat this guy out. I still got to compete with this guy. There's a lot of discussion here with a situation like this and a quarterback. It certainly was not cheap. I'm very confident that money was not the final factor there. Nice. I think once they got to a point to where they're like, okay, we can go to Georgia for this amount, we can go to Oregon for this amount. I went back and looked at his timeline in January: Ohio State, Alabama, Florida, Georgia. At Tech, everybody was in his home in January. He was uncommitted. Wow. So you can imagine how things probably ramped up there. He has an NFL agent. His agent has NFL quarterbacks. He has a marketing team around him. I mean, this is the way we are in this day and age. I know that makes people cringe, but you better get used to it, because if you've got an 18-year-old son and he's a five-star quarterback, the first thing I would do is have an agent, and the first thing I would do is have a financial advisor.
Yep.
I got to have somebody tell me how to do this thing. There's no manual for that. So I'm certain there was, you know, there was some figures thrown around there, and there was some ongoing discussions, and those kids know him coming in that locker room, probably making a good bit of money, but hell, they're all making a good bit of money now. So, you know, I follow these kids on Instagram. Their spring breaks ain't to Panama City anymore. I know that's shocking. These dudes are Cabo and Dominican Republic, and you know they're going places you need a passport. Like we didn't know how to fill out for a passport. So, you know, kudos for those kids for doing it and where they are. But it's a different time and age, and I think people, you know, the one I was interested in is in Michigan, Bryce Underwood. I mean, it's well documented. He's coming in for $10 million.
Yeah.
Now, are those kids going, man, you know, I don't want this dude around? Or is he like, dude, this guy's going to help us win the national championship. He's getting $10 million. Good to you. You know, yes. So I don't think it disturbs the locker room as much. Now, I will say this. I'm very interested in this. And Bo, I think y'all would agree. July the 1st, when this rev share goes in and these kids start getting paid by the university through rev share, will we be able to see those contracts through FOIs? There's already two states, I think it's Oregon, which is ironic, and Nebraska are blocking it to say it's privacy, you know, issues with these young men. But if you're able to get a national newspaper is able to get the salaries for Ohio State and Georgia and Alabama and all these, and you start breaking it down and you start seeing what these kids make, what's that going to do? What kind of animal are we going to be facing there? Because that's something we could be seeing down the line.
Rusty, how can you say it's privacy when you're a state employee at that point?
I agree. But I think Oregon and Nebraska are the first two states that have already proposed a law. So I don't know how that's going to work. But the first thing the media side of me, the first thing I thought was, when these schools start paying these guys like an employee from the state, are they going to be able to get those contracts out? So it's real interesting there. I talked to a buddy of mine who's I trust in Ohio State, and he said the FOI in Ohio State is 16 months. So Caleb Downs will be playing for be playing for Tampa Bay before you ever knew what he was making on paper. You know what I mean? Like, so
yeah, good point.
It's interesting. It's interesting. I think Georgia would be 90 days. I don't know Alabama, the thing there. So there's a lot of stuff going on there. And could these contracts become public, which very well probably will, then what does that do for a locker room when your starting corner goes, hey, I'm making 200 and the guy over there, the starting corner over there is making 650. Like, yeah. Now that might not be good for everybody.
Yeah. It's a lot of, he can take a lot more vacations than I can. hey, and by the way, real quick, they're not kids when they're adults at 18 years of age being paid money by the state. And that's where, and people are going to say tax money goes into that. So I don't buy that. What's your number one sing-along song?
Wow, I tell you what, I'm old. I like Nashville, probably Tennessee Whiskey.
Oh wow,
ooh,
I did not see that one coming.
Yeah, she didn't. Yeah. Allie didn't even mention Friends in Low Places, which is a phenomenal.
Friends in Low Places is good. Friends in Low Places is good. Now I've got you know I run a little different catalog. Now I grew up with burnt CDs, so I've got a little different catalog. I like Return of the Mac is always an easy one. Everybody likes that. And
you were probably burning up Napster, man. You probably owe some people some money,
dude. Let me tell you something. Napster is still looking for me.
Hey, Rusty, man, we always appreciate you hanging out with us.
Rusty, leave
stuff.
Town when Metallica comes in. Lars Ulrich will take you to town.
They were in that. Ironically, I saw some stuff this morning. They were in Nashville last night, and the videos from that in downtown that stadium was unbelievable. So I'm excited about that. I'm gonna sneak in another Pearl Jam concert Thursday. I'll get y'all report back in 2 weeks.
I don't want to hear about it. I'm appreciate so mad at you still.
Appreciate that, buddy. Have a good day, Rusty.
All right, thanks.
Yeah. Rusty Manziel talking about the commitment of Jared Curtis. A lot of fun. Always, dude, he's love talking to Rusty about college football. All right, we got to go to break. We're so late. When we come back, we're going to talk about A.J. Smith-Shawver and the outing that almost was the no-hitter and what we noticed from him last night that might have been different. We also got a life of squid.
Yeah, what is Michael Penix, the Atlanta Braves, and a brand-new suit all have in common? I'll tell you next. Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 929 The Game, and
the Odyssey app. Sports.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. I just got a text from Rusty Mansell, and we were talking about sing-along songs. I got to give Bo credit because he hit the friends in low places.
He did.
Rusty just hit me up and he goes, oh, yeah, by the way, underrated sing-along song, Stacy's Mom.
That is so good and so unfortunate for any girl that was named Stacy when that song came out.
I know, dude. I know. Such a good song. Such an underrated one. So it's been so good, man. That's been such a fun topic. And again, Allie's list was not sing-along songs.
No.
They were songs that you have to move with.
Yeah, that you got to participate with.
You got to participate in.
The clap and friends.
That's not the way I read into it.
So the Sweet Caroline didn't really, you know, it doesn't necessarily. Although a lot of people do use the hand and go, da, da, da.
Yeah, yeah. That's a Boston thing, though.
Yeah. You think so? It's a regional?
Yeah, that's a regional thing. We don't do it here.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going to go back and read the criteria for this.
Way too late.
So that's a lot of fun conversation with Rusty. I love diving in with him about the dynamic that is soon to come in college football locker rooms. And look, he brought up kind of the NFL, Bo, and I'll push back on one thing. The rookie salary pool started when I was my second or third year after the lockout, the rookie salary cap, you know, the salary pool where you no longer, you know, there was some guys that would get drafted in like 06 or 07 that would be like the highest paid player in the league before.
And they would hold out.
Yeah.
They would hold out.
Yeah. I think like that ended with like Matthew Stafford, Sam Bradford.
Matt Ryan was in there. I think Sam Bradford was the last one.
Yeah. So Sam Bradford was the number one draft pick in the class, in my class, which was the spring of 2010. And then we had the lockout. So, you know, Rusty's like, hey, you know, you have this in the NFL. Like But you're going to have guys come into these locker rooms that are highest paid player in the locker room and have never put on a Georgia jersey or an Alabama jersey or a Tennessee jersey. And it's just such a different world right now, man.
I think that's why there's some people getting involved. Like Nick Saban has spoke up and wants there to be a structure to this.
Yeah.
And look, I get it. Imagine being, it's all, you know, the political stuff aside about it, imagine being in a place and working your butt off, and some kid comes in, and you go, who's this? Well, this is Dylan. Dylan's right out of college. Dylan is looking for his first job, and we're going to bring him in, and we're going to negotiate publicly and pay him twice as much as you.
Yeah.
And he knows, and he has no clue how to do the job.
Yeah.
And with all due respect, and I just used Dylan's name because it was the easiest one that popped up, but I'm sorry, excuse me?
Yeah.
No, and you can tell me, well, that's different. Is it, though?
Yeah.
In what world do you live in where people that have never done something at that level get paid twice as much as guys that have already have years in service in?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting dynamic to follow, to Rusty's point, throughout the summer. And I know that there's people trying to cover up the public contracts of public employees, and there's legislation about that as well and pushback. It's a mess, and I think that we're all just waiting for somebody, be it the House or executive order or whatever it is, to kind of step in and just get something in the form of rules in terms of money being kicked around. But nonetheless, you know, we do need to talk about one guy that is performing as a younger player in the game, and that's A.J. Smith-Shawver. Goes 7 no-hit innings last night. But I'll say this, and we've talked about Grant all day. I texted Grant last night. I said, realistically, how far will they let this go before they shut him down, even with the no-hitter intact? Grant hit me back, and he says, you know, I would think that 110 pitches is feasible. Now, I want to say he was at like 86 through 7. And so, you know, he gives up the hit at the top of the eighth inning last night. But 110 would have made me a little bit nervous, you know, judging by the fact that he's so young, but I don't think you could have pulled him out of that game.
I read, yeah, he ends up going 8 total. I read 99 pitches. I read that Snitker was, you know, like, hey, we'll let you go to 120.
Wow.
And I started thinking about that because I always think about it because there's this old head side that goes, you know, don't pull a guy. And back in my day, I mean, Nolan Ryan threw like 160 pitches in a game, and they, you know, they don't understand. They don't understand sports today, and I get it. And there's another side that says, no matter what, if you're this age and this inning, you stop at this pitch. And I think both are wrong.
Yeah, I agree. And I texted this to Grant last night, and I've brought it up to you before. Johan Santana always sticks in my mind. Johan Santana was coming off major shoulder surgery, and he goes out like a month into – and I'm just – this is a long time ago, so I'm kind of guessing off the top of my head. I don't remember what year this was. But he goes in and throws a no-hitter and throws 130 pitches in a no-hitter. He lasts like one more month. And then he has to have his season ends a month later because his arm is worn out again. And I'm not sure he ever even pitched again after that. Like, it was like, and I can't remember who the manager was for the New York Mets at the time. Somebody had to remind me. But he goes in the press conference after the no hitter, and he's not even happy. It's like, your pitcher just threw a no hitter, and he's like, "Yeah, I feel good. I'm happy for him." And it was like, dude, I don't even know what the next step is. You cannot ask a guy coming off major shoulder surgery to throw 130. So, granted, again, A.J. Smith-Shawver is young. He's not coming off major shoulder surgery, but there was the conversation in my head. I was like, how long do they let this go? And luckily, he was very efficient last night.
Yeah, I just think every situation is different. And I think that's part of it. You know, in the Santana thing, he probably shouldn't have been allowed to do that. I mean, that's one of those deals where you got to take care of the player. And you can't ever ask – it just becomes one of those things. Yeah, but I may never do this again, and that kind of stuff. It's hard, and it's tough to put yourself in that manager situation. You don't want to take something away from a player. But that said, again, you have to protect the players. You just have to. That's part of your job. Part of a manager's job is managing the player and the team, and basically protecting them from themselves. I would have been with AJ. I'd have been fine. The thing that gets me is when people grandstand and they stand on top of a box and scream, "Well, back in my day, you know, these guys, blah blah blah, they're baby." No, they're not, because back in your day, there weren't year-round baseball for these kids growing up, and there's such wear and tear on guys' arms by the time they get to the major leagues. That they're basically, you know, hanging on. Some of them are hanging on by a string because of the – and not to mention the – see, Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine and these guys, they were pitchers.
Yeah.
They pitched. Now it's throw it for as hard as you can. You know, I was watching – what's the kid's – is it Skeens out
yes.
of Pittsburgh?
Yep.
I watched – I was watching sports the other day, and they were docking – I think it was Saturday night or Sunday one – that his last start, he had a dramatic drop for him in velocity. And he'd never dropped the velocity. And it was one of the things, you know what? I'll go ahead and get to this audio too, because I got double audio in my segment. And I'll go ahead and get to it, because I got Chris Sell talking about how he manages his velocity.
I wouldn't make it a full season redlining the whole time,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Like, I use this example a lot too, and I think that's why guys are getting hurt a lot now. I mean, that's a whole different discussion, but like everybody, or most of the time, we're pitching at max effort.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just know I can't maintain max effort, balls to the wall, 100% for 30 plus starts, 100 pitches per, mm-hmm. you know, game, all that stuff. So you kind of have to pick your spots. And again, like sometimes I do get hot out there. My motor starts running hot, and you know, you got guys on second and third and you got one out. It's like, okay, well, now's the time, you know? So it's like, okay, let's strand these runners here. And then you go back out for the next inning and you start pitching a little bit. Mm-hmm. I just wouldn't be able to maintain that level of intensity through an entire year and stay healthy, I believe.
That's with Mookie Betts on his podcast, and I think that happened over this weekend. I think. I'm not 100% sure, but I know obviously they were together. But Mike, Allie, like, that's the thing we talked about with Grant on Friday, and we were joking about it with Chris Sell, but that's literally what he's – and see, that's what I love, having that type of knowledge and guy around my young pitchers.
Yeah, it's to your point, you learn from things. Things are different, but you have to protect people from themselves sometimes. And you kind of have to learn as a as a sport, as a society, as we go along. Bo, I think you make a good point. Kind of goes back to what I was saying the other day about the railing at PNC Park. You know, sometimes you have to protect people from themselves when you're serving them alcohol and make sure that we're going about things the right way.
How long have you been waiting to bring that back up?
Allie, you see what I deal with?
He was stewing on that one.
You know what's funny?
That just got in your brain.
I just like
stayed.
The hypocrisy of this guy.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, Anyways, go ahead.
You ever, first off, they're different. They're not the same. But do you ever notice how get labeled as that guy, yet Mike is as much that guy as I am?
Mike, do you bring things up?
She doesn't even know what you're talking about.
Well, do you bring things up like 6 months later that have just been like sitting in your brain?
Oh, he does.
It's only been 2 days.
ask Lindsay. He does.
Anyways.
Dylan, let's hit it.
Woohoo!
Right? Look, Baron Burton's W sauce. Dude, I put some on my taco meat last night when I was cooking it. The W sauce, so good. Yeah. But you know, I always got to – I mean, my meat is always flavored, right? And part of it is because of Baron Burton's W sauce. And don't forget my friends at New Round Brewing, Al N. Lager, official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics. Last night, Wiley Ballard, my friend Wiley Ballard, much aligned at times, Wiley Ballard, was doing his little, I don't know, dugout report. Because the sideline report just kind of sounds silly because there's no really sideline in baseball. But the dugout report, and he talked about – what Matt Olson did for Drake Baldwin, and then what Drake Baldwin did for Matt Olson.
For our T-Mobile coverage cam, and look, I don't care if you're a Gold Glove All-Star first baseman, getting a signed jersey from the quarterback of your favorite NFL team, your hometown team, pretty cool. That's the case for Matt Olson. Now, that just arrived at Matt's locker at the start of this homestand with no explanation. It was only then that he found out from teammates that Drake Baldwin had gotten him that jersey as a thank you when Matt bought him a nice suit right before the Braves headed out on the road for that opening road trip. Sort of a welcome to the big leagues gift. Drake said I had to find a way to pay him back, and so I figured he's a big Falcons fan. Michael Penix Jr. signed the jersey, said keep crushing it, go Braves. And for Matt, I did ask him, guys, he is team Michael Penix, a big believer in number 9.
What a cool story. And it shows that Matt Olson is maybe not that vocal leader, guys, that we think of him like. You know, I don't think Matt Olson's like, you know, turning over Gatorade jugs when he's upset and that kind of leader, but he's clearly he takes care of the young guys and brings them in and kind of shows them the ropes.
Yeah. That's going to do it for us here on the Morning Shift. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. The steakhouse is warming up in the bullpen. Until tomorrow morning, make sure you
stay cool, Atlanta.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.